We are entering into a whole new year. A new year to do new things. Behold, all things are new. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Make it count for God. I'm going to pray for the church, because the church needs to be praying. All through the book of Acts, we find the church was praying. It wasn't just the apostles. It was all of the disciples, all of the children of God. All of the church was praying. This included the deacons and those working in the food pantry. Right through the book of Acts, we find prayer and more prayer. There is no weapon formed against prayer that can neutralize it. The first requirement in prayer is to believe. Believe that God is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Believe that God is alive and powerful. Believe that God is love, and that He cares for His people. A God that feeds the sparrows will not starve His children. Believe that God is powerful, all-powerful, and no power can successfully stand against Him. We need to believe that God is truth and cannot lie, that God is King, and that He will never vacate His throne or fail in His promises. We need to have prayer without ceasing, prayer that will shatter our status quo, prayer that will drain us of all of our interests, prayer that excites us by its great possibilities, prayer that sees God as the one that rules on high, and He is mighty to save. We need to have a prayer that laughs at impossibilities and cries out, "It shall be done." Prayer that is motivated with a desire for God's glory. The place of prayer is more than a dumping ground for all of our anxieties, frets, and fears. I believe the place of prayer is not only a place where I lose my burdens, but a place where I get a burden. He shares my burdens. I share His burden. My yoke is easy. My burden is light, He tells us. To know that burden, we must hear the voice of the Spirit. We must be still and know that He is God. If God is God of matchless power and incredible might, if the Bible is the unchangeable Word of the living God, if He is the one and only mediator today, if the Holy Spirit can quicken us as He did our spiritual fathers, then all things are possible today. So now, let's pray for the church. Heavenly Father, we come to You today in the name of Your Holy Son, Jesus. Jesus Christ, our Savior. Our hearts weep. Our spirits are heavy. Yet we know that You are still in control. We know that the gates of hell cannot prevail against Your church. We know that You see the challenges that Your ministers and church leaders face, the struggles and anxieties. God, strengthen our pastors and teachers as they continue to feed the flock and comfort the fearful. God, You are also aware of our evangelists. Supply their needs through Your many resources. Encourage them. Anoint them to preach Your word. Help us to remember that You conduct holy business at all hours, in all places, and under all circumstances. Help us to remember that we are on a rescue mission, and that the church is not a showboat, but a lifeboat. We pray to You, You who is able to keep us from falling, and to present us faultless before the presence of your glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316